What's up, everyone? It's Gavin or Tweak.
What up, what up? It's Charles or Chuck.
What's good, everyone? You got Matt or Haz. We're actually joined. Friend of the show joining us today. Zoinks, what's going on?
Yo, hey, everybody. I'm Zoinks. I'm here to talk about Pokemon. Is that what we do here?
Dang,
I'll figure it out.
You took the wrong turn.
Shoot. Okay. I know Smash. I'll talk Smash.
You'd be surprised. We do talk Pokemon a lot, actually.
No, I listen to the show. I am like a guest on the show, but I'm also like the number one fan of this show. So it's like.
So as an introduction for those of you who don't know, in the Tweet Talks universe, Zoinks is a big time professional Pokemon Unite caster. Oh yeah, up there doing all the just got back from Worlds, all that good stuff. And actually, Charles and I both worked with Zoinks before. Anytime you saw me and Charles casting Unite, it was because Zoinks hooked us up with the Unite Battle Hub people who are amazing. Yep. Shout outs to the Unite Battle Hub family. Mm-hmm. They're just super nice, super great production people who helped us do any level of Unite casting, which was super fun. And you just got back from Worlds. And I feel like we had SmashCon, which was like our huge big championship type thing. Yeah. And now you guys had Worlds back to back. So it's like becoming one of my favorite weekends in the summer, just consistently is just seeing that happen. Cause I still love Unite so much. I don't play it as much as I used to, but I just started getting back into it. As it's funny how that happens. You see the World Championship and you start playing again.
That's sick. Yeah, I was listening to your Supernova like recap episode. I mean, just like a couple days ago. It was awesome. I mean, the event sounded sick. Like it sounded so fun. I don't have the chance to like, I used to watch every Smash Major, like every single one, but I'm a little few and far between now, but I do. I mean, I follow Alt as much as I can. I really like it. And congrats on your Smash he has.
Hey, now we're talking. Wait, now. Hey, that's true, actually. Okay. Put that in the highlight reel right there. Thank you. I worked very hard for that Smashy. Oh, speaking of SmashCon, I want to say welcome back to Charles. Dude, I haven't seen you in so long. And what I'll say, no bullshit, is everyone's got to miss a Smash tournament every once in a while. Like, you can't be at everyone. You know, I'm not everyone. Marcus isn't there, you know, whatever. But, dude, we all really felt it that you weren't there at SmashCon. It was brought up every time I went anywhere, someone brought it up to me, and I don't know if it's because I brought it up first, but I was like, damn, I really wish Charles was here, bro. You know, just stupid shit. Like, all right, yeah, we're all going to go out to Dos Amigos. We're all going to go to the bar. Damn, I wish Charles was here, you know, like, get all the casters together. You know how it is. So you were truly missed, Charles.
You were definitely the biggest missing piece for sure.
Absolutely.
We missed you, bro. We missed you.
Damn, I missed you guys too. It definitely, it ended up working out in terms of my work schedule. As everyone that, you know, listens to the podcast, they know I moved back to Hawaii. I have a lot of work to do back here. So that's why I missed last week. Even for SmashCon, when I didn't get accepted as a commentator, I was like, man, this is probably for the best. I have a lot of work to do. The world is coming up. I have another gig this coming weekend in San Francisco. So just really, really busy all around, kind of worked out for the best, but I still, you know, missed the event, still, you know, hurt a bit, but it was really cool because Void actually streamed top eight and he had me and Bam, had Bam and myself with Void, and we kind of like casted the top eight together. It was like kind of casting, but we were more so just like hanging out and talking shit. So it was fun. I enjoyed it a lot. And just the small things like that feel nice because it keeps me connected and all that. So, but dude, Worlds though, man,
I know.
Okay. So shout outs to Zoinks. to Zoinks because he got me in. And just so you guys know, you can't buy spectator passes or anything like that, right? It's all randomly selected.
Well, you can. You like just have to register in time, but they sell out like crazy fast.
Right. So it's very difficult to get into that event. Even like the Pokemon Center was really hard to get merch and stuff from. I didn't even step foot into the Pokemon Center. So it was just really tough. I was still able to get some merch. So shouts to my friends that were able to get me some stuff. Like all I wanted was playmats and Hawaiian shirts. I was a pretty simple dude and didn't need anything else. Just give me the Hawaiian shirt. Cause they actually worked with Hawaiian shirt companies, like the big Hawaiian shirt companies to make these Hawaiian shirts. So, you know, they're super legit. Cool. I mean, Pokemon always goes all out. And even just like the way Pokemon respects the culture, the opening ceremony, it was so sick. And for any of the listeners that don't know, I grew up in Hawaii, then moved to SoCal. So now I'm living back in Hawaii. So Hawaii and Pokemon are, you know, two really big things in my life, and watching it kind of all come together in an event. And I've never been to a Worlds. The only Pokemon event I've been to before was like some regional in Columbus, and me and Quan were working at a 2GG event in Ohio, but it was a 2-hour drive away, and we like left 5 a.m. to get there at 8 and to be there for an hour, and then we dipped. Like that's all I've experienced is just like for an hour at Columbus, but so cool to see so much people come together for just the love of Pokemon, and it was honestly such a sick event, and there's so much to do. Like you have the Pokemon Go quest, and then everyone's trying to get like the Scuba Pikachu shiny, just Shadow Suicune's going around. So it's like playing Pogo there was amazing, and just meeting new people, and then even a lot of friends that I knew from Smash showed up too, so that was really sick. Like Alpharetta, I got to hang out a lot with. So
oh, nice.
So even just a lot of SoCal homies. So yeah, I mean overall, just a crazy event. I don't know if you guys saw any of it or any of that stuff.
A little bit. I'm jealous of the Pokemon Go. Did you see that? Me and Light did our lucky trade at Supernova.
Oh, dude! You know what's crazy? I'm starting to feel bad. So before, just some lore, okay? So yeah. E and Tweak have the worst luck. They're of our kind of direct friend group. They're the highest level. They play the game the most. They do not have Shundos.
I'm level 48 in Pokemon Go, almost level 49.
Would you say Gavin and who?
EE.
Oh, an EE. He has bad luck. I thought he had good luck in this game.
He has no Shundos.
Well, it's not. He has no Shundos. I feel like not having a Shundo doesn't mean bad luck, but
it kind of does. A little bit it does, dude.
Light is like 10 level. Like I think Light is level 38 exactly. So he's like more recently just got into it, and it's kind of cool because we see each other regularly enough, right? Like Charles was saying, like our group, like we see each other enough for Pokemon Go to be like a consistent thing. So if we have the lucky friend set up, we get the lucky trade at the tournament. We do the lucky trade. I did one with Haz. I did one with Light. And you know, before we even went to the event, we decided that like Light wanted a shiny Lucario because there was like a raid event right before. I have an extra shiny, like I'll give it to him. And I was just going to look through all of his stuff and pick a shiny. I picked Gligar just because I like Gliscor. It wasn't a Shundo, like it wasn't perfect stats, whatever. But he's in the middle of a game with Cola, like we're in a rotation. And I like did the lucky trade with like both of our phones because I was like, I was just antsy to do it. And I kept asking, I was like, yo, can I check the stats on your Lucario? He's like, no, like, wait until the game is over. and the game's over, he checks it. He checks the stats, and it's perfect stats, shiny Lucario, which has a mega evolution. It's like extra cool. And we literally jump up, and we're, like, hugging and jumping up and down. And the whole VIP room of Smashers has no idea like why we're there.
Randubs goes crazy. Like what is happening?
We took like 5 to 10 minutes explaining to Cola like why we were popping.
Oh my
up
god.
And like obviously
Cola's face the whole time, he's just like, are you guys fucking serious?
Well he's mad. Well he's mad because he has to play like I'm just as mad as he is because we have to play with Light the whole time. Like playing against Light is brutal. He hits you and you just die.
Sucks, dude.
So it was hilarious. And just looking back on it, I can't believe he has that and he's not even level 40 yet. Like,
dude, so to continue that, after you guys were done, you know, jumping and hugging about it, he ran to me to tell me, and I was streaming with Coney. We were doing the NES event. He just comes up in the middle of it while we're playing games. He goes, Haz, you have to look at this. I was like, what the fuck is happening? Like, what do you mean?
What could this possibly be? Yeah.
He's holding his phone. He goes up and it's a shiny Lucario. I was like, wow, cool, dude. Then he shows me the stats and I was like, okay, that is really cool. Coney hates Pokemon. So he's like, what the fuck? You're like, get out of here. Why are you doing this? Bear's like, you wouldn't get it. He's like, yeah, actually, I wouldn't. So you have to leave. But I think it actually made it into Coney's video. He's like, yeah, Light ran up and showed Haz this Lucario. I don't know what this means. I'm pretty sure it's in his like YouTube recap of the event, which is really
I need to find that actually.
That's awesome. Really funny. Yeah.
Looking back on it might be the best moment of the weekend. Like looking back on it.
Well, aside from me winning my long over smashy, then Charles, you saw?
I did see that, yes.
You'd be proud to know that thing I carried around. It was so inconvenient. I carried around all weekend and just kept being like, please stop taking, like all weekend. I was so annoying about it. I was like, they gave this thing to the right guy. Like,
yeah, but he did the same thing the year before. He got like a chain and wore it around his neck. Yes.
I was saying, dude, the funniest thing was, so obviously like TK and Coney, they were like, oh yeah, you got your first one. We have 6. I was like, yeah, but that's between 3 of y'all. So you really only have 2. So I'm like 1 behind if you really think about it. about it. And TK was like, I'm going to gatekeep you this year. He's like, I'm going to try. Every time I'm on commentary, I'm going to try to get the moment. He's like, you're not getting another one next year, which I thought was great. I thought it was super funny. But yeah. Anyway, wow. What the hell? Go ahead, Charles.
EE and Void do a lucky trade.
Uh-huh.
And you probably know where this is going. So Void gets the Hundo shiny Pikachu. And EE does not get the Shundo. And it's like, yeah. Void's not level 40. He made his account maybe this year, last year.
Might be behind light, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just I would always kind of dog Gavin and EE for not having Shundos, but I think I have to stop. Like, I'm starting to feel really bad.
Yeah,
and
you have one too.
Well, I'm just
he has a Shundo Beware. It's a really cool shiny. It's like orange, and it's a cool Pokemon. Like, Beware is cool. And he'll just be like, yeah, like in front of all of us, he'd be like, yeah, I just don't really care about this.
He's right for that. He's right.
Yeah. I do like my Beware. I'm glad it wasn't like a whack Shundo, but it doesn't have a Mega or anything. It's not that crazy, but I think it does look, I think it looks cool. And the thing I'm proud of is I didn't lucky trade. That was just
a big difference. It is a big difference.
Yeah, raw catch Shundo's crazy.
Yeah,
it is.
I'm obviously just really talented at Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
So Shundos and stuff like that, I feel
you
like
you should get a smashy for that. I think that.
Well, hold on. They don't just hand those things out to anybody for no reason. Yeah. They're really important. Gavin, how many smashies do you have?
I mean, that smashy might as well be mine. I'm not.
That's true. Honestly, true.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
That was awesome.
Steal Gavin's smashy.
Stolen Valor. Did you see Vicky try to steal my smashy, dude? I was pissed.
I didn't even see her one time. That's a go. But
I was gonna say, but Shundos are cool because it can make you really appreciate a Pokemon. Like Beware is like fine, but now to Charles, it's like I really like that Pokemon. I feel like Unite is like the same way.
Unite
is
the same thing. Yeah,
Pokemon. Uh-huh. I just did not give a fuck about. Shout out to Kalsion. Now all of a sudden, one of my top favorite Pokemon of all time because of how they.
You're gonna like next patch.
Oh no!
Really? Okay. Uh-huh. So yeah, let's get back to Unite. So you casted Worlds. I think it's so cool because the casters are some of the, like, when I think of Unite as more of a casual person, the casters are some of the primary personalities that you guys have out there. You know, obviously, everybody, Doobsnax and Zoinkson, or Zoinkson, you and Chef and everybody out there, like, just, I don't know, how does the culture happen where the casters, because that's not as true in Smash, the players are like the superstars and casters, they share the limelight, but it's a very different thing. How does the culture kind of fall around that? What do you think about that, Zoinks?
I mean, I think it's a few pieces. I mean, one, we have Spraggles on our commentary team, and he's just by far the biggest content creator in the game, right? So he's huge. So having him as a part of it is already a huge piece. And I think we only have like a handful of players that are into the content creation side of Unite. Like, admittedly, our game's tiny, right? So having a big following or making a big channel in Unite is pretty difficult. We don't have too many opportunities for that. So a lot of players are just kind of comfortable just playing and competing and not super worried about the content hustle. You know what I mean? Like, I've been watching Smash for a long time. I feel like the content hustle in Smash Brothers started, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago. It feels like now the way I think about it, like every one of the top players is a big content creator in Smash now. At least it's what like it feels like. Maybe not bigs, maybe not the right word, but everybody's like trying
it's
for that.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Which is sick because like that's what fans want. Like they want to be able to interact and like see more stuff from the players they like to watch. I enjoy it, so I totally empathize with that. But for Unite, I mean, it's just not as many players wanting to do that kind of thing. And it's just like, I think the commentary team we have, we all just kind of lucked into a group of people that really like making stuff. Like Spraggles is so good at like doing his like YouTube channel and everything. Doobsnax and I came into Unite with the full intent of doing commentary and like making like a competitive focused channel. Like, I do a podcast that's basically like it. When it started, it was just I interviewed a different team every week. Like it was just like that was the whole onus of the podcast. Now it's kind of morphed and changed a little bit, but like behind me, it's on the shot. But behind me, I got like this giant whiteboard that I power ranked all 30 teams that were going to Worlds. Like that kind of content, you know? It's just it was pretty fun.
What's the name of it, Zoinks? Give it a shout out, man, because I listened to that podcast to keep up with Unite. Yeah. And I know a lot of the listeners here at Tweak Talks, maybe you don't go to locals anymore, but you want to keep up with the scene. I think podcasts are such a amazing way to do that.
It's sweet. It's what I do for Smash with Tweet Talks. But when it the podcast is called Overdunk.
Nice.
Okay. Amazing. Well, so kind of. I've been told it's a bad name by a lot of people. So kind of you to say tweet. Oh. Just because it's like you don't immediately think of Unite like with the word, niche, right?
It's like a niche term in Unite. Right. Like even if you play Unite, you might be a master's and be like, what does Overdunk mean? Is kind of dope though, which is kind of, that's what I makes know. It kind of sneaky cool.
Yeah. However, like we had some big announcements at Worlds this year, and with one of them, I mean, the podcast name might become even more irrelevant than it's ever been. So you're
taking away Overdunk,
you can't Overdunk, yeah, because you have to
can't Overdunk in this new mode.
Kevin,
you can technically Overdunk in the final goal zone and get a little bit more, but like, I mean, we probably needed to change the name for a while, so we might be pivoting. We'll see.
Maybe one that's a little easier to find, you know, like to jump in there and find.
It's so funny with the name. I would like hound new casters anytime they'd be like, huge overcap, and I'm like, no, hold on. We're trying to make this a thing here. Come on, please help me out.
That'd be like on commentary. It'd be like, and Tweak is speaking to him. No. He's talking. Come on.
He's talking.
Hey, hold on now.
Yeah. And you'd be valid for that. I think that's great. Yeah.
That's what separates the smashy winners from the non-smashy winners. You know, you got to have, you know, everything in there. I was thinking too, oh man, that's funny. Dude, and when I was studying, because Charles and I dipped our feet into Unite casting, and I fucking loved it, honestly. Like,
yeah,
I don't want
to say, man.
Well, you guys also fucking crushed it. So
we loved it.
You two were incredible. So
thank you. We talked to each other about how to approach it, and to be honest, the person I study the most, because I think most people think of Spraggles when they think of Unite and think of commentary and think of content. Yeah. Dupestacks, man, he's that guy. Like his play-by-play
is insane.
Yeah, that shit is fire. Spraggles is great too. Don't get me wrong. He's funny. Yeah. He does a lot of, you know, great content filling, all that stuff. Like he does a lot of great the talking, but the play-by-play Dupestack shit, that's like Dota. You know, I watched a lot of Dota 2 growing up, like that. So that's where a lot of my casting inspiration for Unite came from. But it felt so overwhelming at first when you jump in, like, what do I pay attention to? What do I look at? What's happening? Like, what do I do? But luckily, Charles and I both played a lot, and we helped each other out with how to do it. And everyone in the Unite Battle Hub, I can't shout out. That's like the nicest, best group of people I've ever worked with. They're seriously, like, I still think about them. I still see them on my timeline. I haven't casted for them in like months, but I still love that whole crew. They're amazing. But it was really cool. So in terms of your casting background, like, how'd you get into Unite, and how did you decide that's what you want to cast, and what did you cast before that?
So I followed competitive Pokemon forever. Like in high school, I got really into TCG back then. It was just like a couple of YouTubers, like Puka was like this is for all you old TCG heads out there. But like Puka was a big card game creator. So I got into like that scene for a while, but like just watching it, because I was living in like really rural Canada at the time. So it was like no locals or anything. But around that same time, in the next couple of years, I got really into Smash. Like at that point it was Brawl, I guess, that I was watching like a lot of Brawl.
A Brawl vet? Hold up.
Hold up. Yeah, I'm looking for my Smashy, but I don't think it's here yet. It's kind of crazy.
I got one. Hold on. I got one.
yeah, put it on camera. So I got into Brawl. I didn't watch too much Brawl, but I like tried to like compete a little bit. But then when Smash 4 dropped, I like it was all in, like watching every tournament, loved it. So Smash, and then
who'd you play as in Smash 4 real quick?
My Smash 4 main was Villager. I was a Villy guy.
Oh, I think
sorry to hear
I'll
that.
Leave.
Guest segment.
No. Yeah. That's the hard road. I respect that.
You're not getting a standing ovation, but you don't have to leave.
Okay. I just really liked like neutral air at a shield. I thought it was fun. Yeah.
Neutral air, you're coming back for sure. Okay, that's good.
Okay.
I hope in the next game, Villager / Isabel gets something. Villager. I like Villager in Ultimate.
Yeah.
You play sword characters, of course you do. You don't give a shit. Play Ken against Villager. Tell me how much fun you have.
Play Kong versus Villager. What do you mean?
Not anymore. Now you're playing Sephiroth. All right, here we go. Anyway,
in Brawl, I don't think I even had. I mean, I was playing on Wiimote and Nunchuck, so I don't know if I could consider anything a main at that point in time. But when I in Ultimate, I've basically just played Mewtwo. I just really like playing Mewtwo. Nice. It's so fun.
Mewtwo's cool.
I like combo like oriented characters a lot of the time, so it was cool. And then I played a little bit of Villager in this game too, but Mewtwo is like who I was really like. That's who I put the most games into.
He had some solid changes as well, Mewtwo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it looks good.
The Shadow Ball. So
that was like the game that I got really into, like in the esports side of things, and then Overwatch around the same time too. I was watching beta tournaments of that game like before it launched, because I was like interested in TF2 like as it was like kind of on its, you know, like last few events, and I was like, oh, it's a cool game. So like, but a lot of that community went into Overwatch. So I was following both of those. In terms of commentary, I've done like two Smash like college events like just at my local college place, and then at I did like a little bit of Overwatch casting, but never professional, never for anything. It was just like, ah, I'd really like to try this, so I like just did it, and I like recorded myself, but I never posted that. I think those videos are burned in the deepest levels of hell now. but that was all the casting I've done before doing Unite. So Unite was like the first time I'd really done it. So I just,
it's interesting. So you didn't really have a background in MOBAs at all, really?
Like I got into League near the end, but I always said MOBAs were like one of my least favorite game genres. I didn't like it very much. And then, but Unite came out, and it is a MOBA, but it is a very different MOBA. The 10 minute around games is incredible. I was a huge fan of that. And yeah, I've like started playing more again. Like I'll boot up League every now and then again and be like, oh, yeah, I remember why I don't like this game. Like I don't like games where like comebacks feel nigh on impossible, and if you do, you're just like, you know, pulling teeth kind of games. But I, ever since then, I've definitely played my fair share of League and Dota a little bit more these days. But yeah, MOBAs were definitely lower on the totem pole before I got into Unite. I was definitely Pokemon first, MOBA second.
Yeah. Got it.
We like Unite as well around here. Is the 10 minutes such a big part of it.
Oh, like, that's amazing.
It feels so portable and like just play with friends, play by yourself. Like,
can I ask, I'm curious then, do you guys like draft in the ranked mode, or do you not like it?
I haven't even experienced it yet.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha.
It depends. It depends on who's doing the drafting and how well they do and all that stuff.
If they banned Glaceon.
Like, yeah, exactly. I know. Yeah. Well, that's.
Don't get him started on Glaceon, please.
Don't say that's weird what you just said. Don't do that. Probably the best, my favorite MOBA character I think I've ever played, though, for real, Glaceon in Unite. Wow. So sick. Whoa. Oh, she's up there. Yeah. It's her and Sand King. Shout out to anyone who played Sand King in Dota or Magnus and Han. That's my guy. Yeah, I think draft mode, I always think it's good because it does force people to learn other characters and learn other strategies. And you can't just do the same toxic thing over and over and over. Like, if something is turbo overpowered, it kind of naturally, it's good data for everyone. Like, oh, this is getting banned every single time. It probably needs to be nerfed or figured out in some way or something. So overall, I'm a huge fan because, dude, I mean, if you don't have it, the alternative is you hit masters and everyone is playing an all-rounder carry and that's it. Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Everyone's playing all-rounder. Cool. Sounds good. Everyone's playing attacker. Cool. Sounds great. Sounds good.
As a concept, it sounds great. I just personally haven't been able to experience it quite yet. Gotcha. So is it separate from just playing ranked itself, or
it hits in? So they've changed it where you get it the last couple of seasons. So before it was like last season was every player was masters, then it would trigger. The season prior, it was like every player had to be 1400 masters or higher, and they've kind of gone back and forth. I actually forget where it is now. I think it's everybody has to just be masters for the draft.
I usually get to masters and fizzle out a little bit.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I'd say that's like a lot of experience with the game. Yeah, it makes sense.
That's cool that it's by rank though. I like that. Where it's first, if you're new and you're trying to get into it, they're not going to overwhelm you with drafting, right? Yeah. You just like kind of, oh, I like this Pokemon, I go. And then it's as simple as that. But then when you start getting to the higher levels of play, then it's like, oh, okay, you know, there's counter picking and draft priority and all that stuff. So I think it's fantastic. And like Haz mentioned earlier, the data for the balancing team, that's, you know, invaluable right there.
It's huge.
Right. And it gives people, like, if you want to, oh, I want to play draft, it's like, I just hit master, so you got to hit 1400 to get draft. It's like, oh, I really want to play draft. So it's like another level to shoot for. But then I also think it's weird to gatekeep something like draft because, like, I don't know. I feel like it's such a great game mode, and I feel like it's pretty standard. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, Dota Ranked has the draft mode available. It did, at least when I played last. It has all pick as well. So it's an interesting debate. I do feel like it's the more balanced, because at the very least you can self-patch. It feels like a self-patch in the game where you're like, I really don't want to play against. Remember when Mewtwo was big? It's like, I'm just going to ban. I'm just going to ban Mewtwo when Mewtwo was running around doing his thing.
Yeah, now you're just banning Ho-Oh, but... well,
yo, it, my first experience against Ho-Oh, what the?
Team wide res on like one of the tankiest Pokemon they've ever released. It's pretty crazy. Yeah, it's like in solo queue, you could, it could get pretty exposed, like, because I don't know, your team's not working together or whatever, but like that hits competitive play, it's crazy. But did you all get a chance to see, I'm sorry, I'm like taking over your Smash Brothers podcast with you, Nice.
No, we
got a developer letter recently, like around the anniversary. It was like tons of good news. They're dropping the EX license tag off of like a lot of the legendaries, committing to balancing them with the rest of the cast, which is gonna be sick for like next year's competitive. Like, I'm really pumped to see like Mewtwo and Ho-Oh like in competitive. That sounds awesome. Like Maridon is such a sick Pokemon. Like, it is very cool in Unite, but it's like, it just, it sucks because it was so giga broken. They'll probably be like extremely strong, but like probably Ho-Oh outside of the conversation, because that is probably the strongest thing in the game right now. All the, maybe Mewtwo Y, all the other ones, I'm like, I mean, Blaziken's better than Zacian. Like there is like the level of balance,
which is crazy, because if you play that wild day thing, one Zacian is just
day one Zacian is something
with Comfey. Oh my god.
Hey, that's goat right there. Hold on. Comfey did nothing wrong.
Oh, it did everything wrong.
It does a lot. It
is the source of
remember,
all the problems.
Comfey at release was like, this is a useless, like this thing's garbage, dude.
That was the best.
Yeah. Hey, hold on a second. I tried to make it work.
Dang, you just came back from Hawaii. You can't talk shit about Comfey.
Oh, yeah.
I really like the fact that they're dropping the EX, because to me, I always felt like, I'll do a parallel here where Steve in Smash, it sucks to play against, but it's also a very popular character and it puts more eyes into the game. And that's something you just have to appreciate, whether Steve was broken or not, or the best character or the worst character. And I think the same applies for legendary Pokemons. I think I think just a lot of the Pokemon fan base, it wouldn't be a surprise if their favorite Pokemon is one of these legendaries, right? They're just really popular Pokemon, and not being able to see them play in competitive, even though they're in the game, felt a little weird. So I'm glad that, because it's such this, it's this weird thing where the developers want to make the Pokemon feel legendary by having them have better stats than the other Pokemon, like in the real game. So it's kind of like, where do you draw the line, right?
It can't be easy. It can't be easy. I think this is a little off topic, but this loosely reminds me of, I get a lot of questions about like how I would nerf a character like Steve in Smash. And a lot of people expect slash think I'm going to say something like no blocks in the air, or like they have to start on the ground first, or like something that's like obviously quite the crazy nerf, like big change. And I don't want to like take away the character's like inspiration or like creativity at the source. Like, like I don't want to take any of the unique mechanics away. It's more so like, yeah, like let's just make these crazy moves weaker. Like it, rather than like do something as crazy as like, oh, like no more blocks in the air. Like that unique mechanic is gone entirely. Like if we kept doing that to characters in Smash, it would just get a little stale. But like, obviously like Diamond Knockback or the Minecart or the Anvil, like we can start with that. That's great. Like, but we should keep the fun stuff as fun as possible without breaking the game. Like, and that's a big thing for me. And I feel like with Pokemon Unite, it seems like they've kind of flip-flopped in different directions with like the legendary Pokemon with the licenses and taking it away. And, because, you know, when they were first released, it was nothing at all. Like, technically, there was no separation between a legendary and a different Pokemon when they first started coming out. So they're definitely trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Do you like the direction it's going, Zoinks? After seeing, on release, and then you see the EX, and so do you agree with these changes?
Well, I think EXs were just, the worst decision ever made. Like, just the category of the license. Like, doesn't work in a MOBA to have an intentionally more powerful character than the rest of the cast.
Yeah.
It's a terrible design philosophy. So I just think they should have never went that way. Because you're right, when they were introduced, they didn't have the EX license. but we all knew they were stronger. Yeah. So then they were like, they were kind of like, oh, okay, but it's actually because of this. And you're like, no, but like, and now like there's a limitation on EX licenses in your matches and ranked, but you can have four on a team. So like there is no limitation. Yeah. So it's like that tag actually isn't even doing anything. So I don't know. I'm very happy that honestly they have the like guts to remove the tag and like go back on it, because it's so much better. Because Mewtwo for this game, like the game had never been more popular. Like when Mewtwo launched, like it was crazy. Mm-hmm. And all those players logged in and they tried Mewtwo and were like, oh, I'm winning.
Life is good.
Oh, and Mewtwo, it's just, he's the coolest Pokemon, but like he is one of the weakest designs in the entire game. He's just not fun. Mewtwo X a little bit more, but Mewtwo Y, like you don't press your moves. You literally just hold down the A button. It's like, ah, man. Yeah. They could have, like, but like Maraidon, Zacian, and Ho-Oh, I all think are very, very fun, like cool, interesting designs. But the EX problem, I'm glad it's getting solved, I guess.
I'd say EX, like as someone who came from Dota in a traditional MOBA, I kind of looked at it as like Pokemon is its own thing, and it's clearly trying to do its own thing. Unite the timer, the goals, like all that stuff is already different. Sure. So throwing in something that is, you get one on your team at the time, you get one on your team and it's overpowered. I was like, yeah, definitely not, like you said, maybe not great design, but hey, it gives us some flavor, man. Like, is it really that different than each team having a carry or a hyper carry on it? I was like, yes, obviously, but no at the same time. I was like, it would be a challenge to make it work is what I thought.
Yeah.
And obviously that turned out to be true. but I thought for Pokemon, I mean, that's such a Pokemon thing where like you play through a game, you play through Gen 1 or Gen 2 and you get your Lugia and you get your Mewtwo and it's overpowered, but you only get one per game. So it's kind of, I don't know, to me, it kind of like conceptually made a lot of sense and was fun, but not fun for people who actually play the game and care about it, which again, reminds me of Smash in a lot of different ways. This is so cool. This is so... Steve is so broken. It's so crazy. Kazuya is insane. He can kill you in one combo. It's like Tekken. It's like, yeah, that's cool. Like, really awesome. Now we need to deal with this. Like, wild, you know?
Yeah. It feels like VGC-esque, if you will, because in VGC, you're allowed X amount of... Yes, they're allowed two slots. So I think
just
it
won
was
this
worth...
Year, but yeah.
Just won this year. So
this format specifically.
Right. And I think that's probably why they went with that direction. They're like, okay, let's try to apply the VGC formula to the MOBA. But one thing that's sick is that they kind of, to me, them removing it is them admitting the mistake. Like, hey, we wanted to try this out. Right. We wanted to keep the legendaries feeling legendary, but yeah, I guess it's not really working out and they're backing out. And there's sometimes where developers get stubborn. So I'm glad that we're not getting that vibe, you know?
Yeah, I think the difference of like VGC is it's you build your single team within those restrictions, right? But you're on a team in Unite. There's like four other players. So like where it really crumbles is like the solo queue, the duo queue experience, like where, well, they already picked the EX. So I hope my EX player is better than their EX player. And it doesn't feel like my impact on the game is going to be very strong, because what really matters is if my EX guy pops off. Like that's like what you're...
Good point.
That sounds like standard MOBA stuff, though. Hey, this idiot in slot one picked a hard carry. I hope they don't suck, because even if the four of us play really well the whole game, at the 45-minute mark, if our carry sucks and their carry's good, we lose. Like, that's it. It doesn't matter. True. So, I don't know.
Find a MOBA where you have a global alt that stuns, does damage, has a giant AoE, and gives you vision of the whole map.
Invoker in Dota 2.
Yes.
That's what it reminded me of all day.
Yeah, that's kind of
Invoker's the GOAT. He rules. You'd like Invoker, Gavin. He's a problem. He's so cool. He's one of the most popular Dota heroes. I won't get into it. I'll tell you about it offline. We don't need to get into it here. But he's so cool.
You know, because I've been doing competitive Smash for a long time, so most of the people I was around and most of my friends were all, like, people I play Smash with or something. But nowadays, a lot of the people I'm around in my circle, other than, like, you guys, of course, like, a lot of them aren't as into Smash. Some of them might not play much at all. So, like, they'll be, like, talking about it loosely, like, you know, sometimes, and they'll talk about how much they love Kazuya, and, like, I just have to really hold my tongue, because it's kind of wholesome and pure. They're like, yeah, like, all these moves are, like, so crazy, like, oh, he's killing you at zero, and I'm just, like, in my head, it's like, it's so interesting. Like once you get into something enough, your whole perspective on what's like, good design, like what's cool, like it just changes immediately. Like even with Yu-Gi-Oh, which is like a bit of a new like hobby for me in terms of something I'm like taking a bit more seriously. Like within a month or two, a deck I like didn't really like became like something I appreciated just because like I understood like piloting it a little better or something like that. Like, or even Street Fighter. Like I used to hate Guile so much when I was like brand new, but all it took was a few months and I like kind of liked the character, and like I turned out to hate like a completely different character. Like, I don't know. It's, I just have so many friends now that are a bit more casual or just don't play at all. And they're just like, they just love Steve or something. And I'm just like, you know what?
You got it.
You got it. You got it. Yeah.
Good for you.
Summer like, child. You, yeah. Yeah. Enjoy it.
just don't play it for more than an hour. Like it's interesting. And I feel like with Unite, like, you know, a lot of the reasons I like the game, like it could really boil down to a lot of the same thing. Like we were just talking about, you know, Mewtwo just comes out, it becomes popular, everyone's winning with Mewtwo. Like for me, like I play for 10 minutes, like solo queue, like there's no team coordination. Like I like get to masters and I like log off. Like, I don't know. Yep. Like,
you log in, you collect your prizes every day. I see you logging in. You log in every day. You have not missed a login day in years.
I love Pokemon so much, bro.
Yeah. And our game in terms of loving Pokemon is pretty cool. We put like funny looking clothes on them, which like no other game really does.
The skins are nice, man.
Let's go around the horn. Next Pokemon you want in Unite. Starting with Gavin, go. Who do you want?
Infernape.
Charles.
I don't have my answer yet. This is tough.
Or Grimmie. Monkeys. Just monkeys.
Yeah. Monkeys. We need our Wukong. Like every moment.
Annihilate, Grimmie, Infernape.
Dude, ooh, Annihilate would be
put Annihilate in and give it Trindamiralt. Where like it's got like that undying phase or whatever, where like you're just immortal, you could do however much damage for like the next 10 seconds, like before you will die. I love that stuff. That's so sick.
Sounds good to me. I don't know what that character is, but that sounds like
cool. You press a button and like if you die, you just like you have like a little clock and you have like 10 more seconds basically where you
that's
can
cool.
keep
I'm
fighting
down.
And you're immortal.
It's awesome. Annihilate's too angry to die, bro.
Exactly.
You keep fighting. Zoinks, you have to have an answer to this. You must think about this.
I have so many. I think Dusknoir is the one I've really wanted. I want Dusknoir.
Okay.
The animation's being super good.
I want like a fear-based defender. I think that'd be really cool. Like big AoEs that like they have to move away from and stuff. I think that'd be really interesting. So
that would be cool.
Yeah. I like that answer a lot.
So after thinking about it, I definitely would want someone from the Alolan decks. And then in terms of what could make a really creative kit, I think Alolan Exeggutor could be really funny.
Ooh,
and because like it's just a super tall Pokemon, so maybe there's a move where it's like a super long range skill shot that's a pulling like or something like that. Yeah. Right, exactly. That maybe can't go over walls because he like hits the wall or something funny. I think you could get like very creative. Yeah, like in Smash, he's a very unique Pokemon because it's a wall. Right, that's like super cool. So I think they could get really creative with Alolan Exeggutor.
That'd be cool.
They're a fan of it. They like their own design there with Alolan Exeggutor. They're showing it off all the time. I love
a long neck. Give us that or Raging Bolt, really. Either one. Yeah. Give us like Raging a goofy Bolt. Looking long neck Pokemon in United. Yeah. That'd
be a W. And mine's Sock, so next question.
Woof. What the
That's heck? Like the most blue buff I've ever seen in my life. Like,
Sock and Throw.
That's a quick match blue buff if
we
I've ever heard
about
of
that all the time.
How Sock and Throw are going to be the red and the blue buffs? I'm going to be devastated, bro. I'm going to be
in a
devastated.
Quick mode, like a
He'll
2 minute volleyball match.
Get the red buff. He'll never get the
red I'll play Zoraora or Zorark and I'll turn into Sock. You know you turn into the jungle creature.
Oh, Zorark. Yeah.
My Zorark is nice, dude. That was my Smurf. My Smurf was it was T3 Haz and I'd play a Zoroark.
I have a friend who really wants Ampharos.
Yeah, that's a really big ask. A lot of people want
it. It's definitely one. Really. I feel like you could really easily see it, obviously.
It's
great. I expect Infernape, like fully. The other ones are more of a request.
Yeah.
But I think Infernape is like going to happen. Like,
you'd want that over the other Gen 4 starters? Because I think Empoleon is like a big request. A lot of people
I would imagine, but like like monkeys mean everything to me. So.
Yeah,
great. Fair. More all rounders. Great, perfect. More starters that are all.
Infernape could be a few different roles realistically, and I feel like it wouldn't be a surprise either way.
It'd be an all rounder. There's no way. It'd be an all rounder. Blaziken's an all rounder.
I mean, that's my favorite role. I'm sorry.
That's everyone's favorite role.
No, it's a great role.
good at everything. All around good.
Has, I thought you were going to say Butterfree or Steelix. That was my two.
I do want, aside from Sock, like, because that's obvious.
Those Steelix, sound like cool designs.
Steelix, but like Gyarados kind of scratches that itch because he has like, the Unite, like, because that's what I thought Steelix would have is like a dig kind of Unite where it go underground and pop up. Gyarados is like very, very close. I'm very, very satisfied with how Gyarados turned out. Like a bulky, all-rounder, like big CC. Like that's what I play is like kind of tanky disruptors with like tank initiators. But I play a lot of Mamo too, obviously.
Yeah.
Blastoise. I love my tanks. I do. Yeah. But yes, Steelix is way up there. Butterfree, a little less. I mean, Butterfree is my second favorite Pokemon, but I don't know about her and Unite would be.
You just have a supporter, Butterfree. It'd be kind of cool. Like, we don't have a special con. Like,
she'd have
different
great
powders.
Is there a Pollen Puff Pokemon?
Rage Powder, Pollen Puff. Pollen Puff's already. Eldegoss has Pollen Puff, yep.
And it works like it does in VG. Like, it heals its teammate or it damages, yeah.
It's really cool. Eldegoss is such a great add, too. It's interesting. I think Whimsicott would be amazing in Unite. Like, there are just so many Pokemon where it's like, that's the coolest part. Like, when Unite got announced, and like, Blastoise wasn't even the game yet. It was just Venusaur and Charizard.
It was very cool. Looking back on the base roster, I think it was very creative.
Some random choices, like Talonflame being in there is like, oh, wow, I didn't expect. Mr. Mime was one where it's like, oh, I see why he would be in there because like, his design just screams Unite, but like, what the hell? Like, it's so cool. Like anything could happen in you. So we know. So who are the next? We know Psyduck, right?
I was gonna say Psyduck can't evolve. That is so crazy. That's cool.
It's so sick. Yeah, cool. The crowd went insane for Psyduck at Worlds. It was sick. But yeah, it was so funny because it was like Armourouge, and I was like, nobody cares. And then it was Darkrai, and people were like, oh, okay,
Darkrai.
And then Psyduck came on, and people went ballistic. It was awesome. Darkrai does look crazy. But. Yeah, Psyduck not evolving is so unbelievably based. I'm so happy that is what they were doing.
They're leaning into the anime for Psyduck. Like,
very,
like, especially now that it's not evolving and it has, like, the headache and, like, it's definitely, that is anime Psyduck playing in Unite.
Yes. Dude, and you can see from Unite, too, like, we got the trailer playing right now, shout out to our producer, Chris. Dude, it looks so good. Like, Unite, the animations, everything, like, it is just developed so, obviously, you've seen it, Zoinks, but just the way, like, the animations, everything, it just looks so good. The Hollowware's gotten better, like, it's just such a fun game. Like, it's not that I play it every day, but when I'm into it, I play it every day. And I just dip in and out all the time. I just love the game.
We finally got a support. It's been like well over a year. It's been like a year and a half since we've
had the last one. Was it Comfy?
Sableye came after Comfy, I think. Or was that the other way around? It was like in that era where they were like, they're putting draft board in the game. They're like, we need more supports. Go, go, go.
Looks bad. Yeah.
Yeah. They were throwing in Sableye and Comfy. But yeah, it's been so long. But it's kind of cool. It's like, it's a non-healing support, which we have a few of those in the game now. But like, it's kind of cool. This Worlds specifically that happened this last weekend, it's been like, kind of a rise of the non-healing support. Like, we saw the team that won, like Fennel from Japan, they played a ton of support Mew all tournament long.
Interesting.
Really sick.
Toxic.
So.
I hate Mew so much.
Yeah, I mean, coaching is a pretty crazy shield that, like, it works really solid. The Unite move is a very, like, supportive-themed Unite. Also, a hard counter to Charizard if you're struggling against Charizard in ranked these days, because Charizard's broken again. If you haven't played Unite in a while, again, Charizard for the first time ever is actually good.
Yeah,
so,
it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's since release, that Pokemon has never been good.
He got a battle pass, and weirdly, he also got very buffed and is suddenly very good. And weird how that works. And I think the one thing that I love about Unite is, not the one thing, I love many things about Unite. You never know who's going to pop up in the game, but also, like, it just shows me, like, the difference between, you know, Smash hasn't received support in quite some time. Like, there aren't patches or skins or anything to really look forward to. It's just kind of the love of the game. And Smash is Smash. Like, it's the best game ever, obviously, which, you know, is enough to carry it for a long time. But Unite, there's always, something's always popping off in Unite. Like, it's just crazy. Even if it's, like, not my new favorite Pokemon to be added, it's like, yeah, but Blastoise got buffed or Venusaur got changed or something. Like, something really cool is happening. So I always be checking out Unite. And you guys are killing it. Like, the whole it was a six person commentator squad, right?
Yeah,
you guys kill it. Like, you guys are so much
fun.
Thank
you so much.
No, truly, yeah, I love the whole team there. It's just been a really good time for Unite and Smash, and I thought, you know, Zoic's been a friend of the show for a long time, so we wanted to bring him on today and have some fun talking about Unite. Speaking of, so where can people find your podcast, Zoic?
You find Spotify, YouTube, I think other spots. Those are the only two places I listen to. But you can go check them out. Like I said, it's called Overdunk.
For now.
For the time being. But yeah, the Unite Mics YouTube channel is where we have it. Yeah, the last few episodes are fun. We had like our pre-Worlds episode, but we also, in the weeks leading up to it, we did a tier list of all of the world competitors' gamer names. Like, of how cool we thought they were. So that's also nice. A fun piece of content on them too.
Yeah.
That's fun. That's fun. Mm-hmm. Speaking of podcasts, actually, I did want to issue a challenge to our good friends at Lights Out podcast. So we have I didn't tell you guys about this. This is a
Unite Grudge match? Let's go.
Oh, please, that would be
They would get cooked.
I don't think any of them have ever played. Yeah.
Yeah, and we get to bring Zoinks on as an honorary member because he's gonna get
Let's go.
Yeah, that's true.
I was gonna get to commentate it, but all right, it's fine. Yeah, I'll run it.
You could do both.
That'd be free. I don't think they played. But I was going to say, I feel like everyone at Smash right now is talking about looking and feeling good. And I feel like we all looked good at SmashCon, but I know Phil and I know Paris, and we want to look great. So I want to say for Watch the Throne, I'm issuing a challenge. I don't know what the reward is going to be, but I think it should be something about, like, one of us doesn't record in a week. Like, the episode after Watch the Throne, or The Throne, the winner of whoever looks the best, loses the most weight, however we want to do it, it's a fitness, healthy, friendly competition. And I know we all look good at SmashCon or Supernova, but I think we all want to look great for Watch the Throne. So that's my throwing it out there. They don't know I'm doing this. I was actually on the phone with Paris yesterday. I almost said something to him. But Paris and EE, Cosmos, you already look great. All right, you're in that. Like, Gavin, you don't need to participate in this. Charles, you're looking good. Me, Paris, and EE, all right? The three of us. The challenge is out there. We need to define the rules and the prizes.
I was gonna say, is the challenge out there? I don't know what the challenge is or what.
Balls in EE's court. Balls in EE's court. That's what I have to say. A fitness challenge, looking good, feeling good for it, with the ultimate underlying message being we all want to push each other to be our best versions of ourselves, and also that I'm gonna win. So that's great.
Good to me.
And it's up to chat.
And it's up. Yes, a chat will be 100%. Well, I'm a Smashy winner, so I don't know if that's fair.
I know the prize. I know the prize.
Oh no!
What?
The winner gets Haz's Smashy.
Oh no! 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 We don't bet that. We don't bet that. No! 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 No!
Wait, he has a solo Smashy. He could put on the line.
I'm just kidding.
That's too much. That's too much.
Oh my god!
It's not.
Well, you don't think you're gonna win, Haz? What's going on?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I'm gonna win or not. You know, it's like it's just one of those sacred things you don't bet. You know.
I'm just like.
That's too far. That was too far, Gavin. All right, we'll talk about that offline.
That was the most evil thing I've done in my life.
That was insane, but it's out there. Whatever the rules are, we'll come up with. I'm sure we can make it something. It's more for fun than anything. But I've seen, you know, Mango's out there looking good, and everyone's talking about feeling looking good for the summer. And I think the three of us talk about that a lot. Me, Phil, and Paris. So I think it'd be good for all of us to encourage each other to look as good as we can for Watch the Throne. That's usually where I fall off too. Is after the summer, I'm like, who cares? I'm layering up, you know, like throw on a few extra pounds or whatever. But then I'm like, crap. Now I need to lose it all for the spring. So if I could keep it going through the winter, that would help me. So challenges out there, like Zoink said, no idea what the challenge actually is, but we'll figure that out. EE's like me. It's all the details we'll figure out later.
This is gonna be chat voting.
Chat voting. Who looks best?
Yeah,
that's toxic, but I'm down.
It is, yes. I mean,
you issued the challenge.
But I feel like I feel like I'm at a disadvantage as the person with the least amount of followers and stuff. I feel like that's not
who has
really
the most. Is it Phil?
Paris. Definitely. Paris has to have.
Oh, it's Paris.
Paris? Yeah, it's gotta be.
You
Paris.
Players have too much followers. All
right. That's what I was saying about Unite. Y'all did it right. Keep the players in the background.
Yeah. So like, I actually
81,000. Light has 100.
Yeah, Light has the most.
Yeah, we don't need your follower counts. At Zoinkscast. Anyway, Charles, what were you saying?
Zoinks is the goat, for real, yeah.
Yeah, for real. So Zoinks, I actually want to pick your brain on just, so it seems like you followed Smash, you know, from a very long time ago, Brawl Vet kind of started there, and then you got to see Unite start up, and Unite was super exciting, especially year one. It still is exciting, right? And just kind of seeing Pokemon go into this MOBA. What are the kind of the parallels that you see in Smash? Obviously there's like the teams and Zachary kind of dabbled in it, but what are some of the things that stand out to you in terms of the parallels of Unite and Smash?
Content's a big one, I think, from like a lot of really cool stuff. Like we're seeing similar things, right? Where I know Smash Brothers doesn't get as many updates or anything, or it's been a while since any of those, but like there still is like a shifting metagame that is like a fun thing to talk about, right? So just a genre piece, those two things get talked about. It's also like it's a game that's marketed for a similar age group, like in either way, right? Smash Bros. Into one and Unite into the other. So I think like kind of that natural casual audience, we're kind of, you know, not competing necessarily, but we're like after the same like kind of casual audience that comes into it. But I think the big thing that between the two is like we have both built like extremely unique just like competitive and then like competitive adjacent cultures. By competitive adjacent, just mean like friends and like people who enjoy watching, you know, like the Twitch chat enjoyers and that kind of things. It feels the same, right? Like it is Unite, I feel like, is catching up to Smash in a little bit. Like now we're getting a lot more in-person events. Like Unite's been primarily online. Like the first year, the only in-person event was Worlds. The second year, we were at EUIC. And then this last one, we were at EUIC and NEIC and Worlds. Maybe more in the future, we'll see. But like we're catching up a little bit in that regard, where like Smash, like your entire game is centric around LAN, which is awesome and like so fun. Like you can see that, like how that culture's been developed. But like I don't know, it just feels you know, you have all these competitors play, but at the end of the day they're all getting like drinks at the end of the night, like with the commentators, mingle and hang out with the players as well, right? Like of course there's like it's people, there's gonna be friend groups and all that, but it just feels like, you know, the blend between commentator, player, and just general fan, it feels like Smash and Unite have like, we've made intentional decisions to try to not blur those lines, but include those groups all at the same kind of things. I don't know. This is all coming from a person who hasn't been to as many Smash events as I would really like to. I don't know. But
you got to come to the throne.
I'm trying to come to Riptide.
Oh, hey. Really? Oh, actually, that does remind me, too. So, it's Gavin, you...
What'd you say?
It's probably not that far for you. Sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good. I wanted to hear what you had to say, too. No, I was going to say, so you're going to Riptide now, right? Which has suddenly become like an S-tier event. What?
Yeah, when did that happen?
Yeah, we
okay, so Paris, I was on the phone with him. Dude, he's taking credit for that. He goes, I did this. He's like, he said that the lights out. He's like, this is all because of, obviously. So he's taking credit for that, which is fine. Because he, I mean, I think that's the thing, too, that y'all players don't realize. When you go to tournaments, other people show up. Like, it's so important that, like, I know everyone knows that, but like, it's the reason people go to things, man.
I genuinely didn't realize how much it would help make an event like worth that much more, like for ranking. Like I knew it was a thing, like the rankings and the point values, but the snowball effect that happened once a few of us registered after Supernova was actually crazy. And I think it's mostly like, it's funny that he's crediting himself and all that, but I think Supernova in general just lit a fire for a lot of players. They just want to play more.
Like, I think it's a little bit of both, yeah.
A lot of the people that like came close but didn't quite win or had a rough performance, or maybe they're riding the wave of a good performance. Like when it's a big tournament like Supernova, I think everyone just wants to keep the ball rolling, to be honest. At least that's how I feel.
Yeah. I think... to his credit, I do think he signed up. And, dude, I realized it. Actually, again, shout out Goat Jazzo. He realized that because he's, like, 40th. When he goes to an event, it bumps it up, like, a good amount of points. And that's being, like, 40th, which is crazy. So then I realized how that applies to people like you in Paris who are, like, in the top 10. And it's like, whoa, you guys go. And suddenly the tier level goes up. And that's a really good way to incentivize you guys to go to more things, and then more people go to more things, because then when you get bigger wins at bigger tournaments, it's a bigger deal, which is really, really cool. Paris, he does deserve credit. I will give it to him. Probably not as much as he's giving himself, but
he is a top 10 player. It's going to make a huge impact, but like,
yeah,
I think it's easier said than done a lot of the time, because it's so expensive to get out to these tournaments. Like the US is a big place, you know what I mean? So I feel like if we want if we want to catch up to places like Japan, like we can try our best, but it's going to cost so much more. Right. But I mean, this is, I feel like for the past couple of years, Riptide has been a little bit lower key, like not a super major. It's always a nice production and a great event, but it hasn't been this big since for like a few years. So I think this is a great start for the new season.
Dude. So Paris did a great job with Riptide. Now, to piggyback off of that, there's actually a regional in New England that is randomly popping off like crazy. They got, so they started with Melee. I think it's more of a Melee-focused event, which is interesting because New England's kind of been down since Big Blue, who did Shine. They disbanded, like they were just done doing tournament. You know, everyone knew that was the last Shine that was happening last year and all that stuff. But now there's a new group putting together a tournament called Wavelength, which is happening in Westford, Mass., which is like kind of pretty far away from Boston and kind of not really anywhere connected to the main city. But they got, for Melee, they got like Zane, Mango, like everything. So I saw this tournament popping up and then they reached out to me about commentary for Ultimate. I was like, who do we have for Ultimate? And they were like, not a whole lot. So we're going to work on that soon. So I reached out to Paris, I reached out to Light, and I reached out to Mars, and they're going to go now. The tournament organizer got Leo and SkyJ and a couple other players. Zomba's going now. So yeah. This tournament went, dude, overnight, seriously, it was like Shades of Riptide 2, where it's just like, this tournament was just a regional, and now I don't even know what tier, like A tier? Mars has to be a pretty valuable player to add to a roster, obviously. I don't know about his last year's ranking, but after his performance at Supernova, yeah. Plus Paris, plus Leo, plus Zomba. Gavin, I'm just saying, I'll drive you, Ma.
I'll try my best, but this
This
will be around B's birthday.
That's it's a tough one for you. It's warning, pressure for real. No pressure for real.
We might try to make like an actual big vacation out of her birthday this year. We'll see. Obviously, we can do some if we have all the our friends around at a tournament like this. That's still a good one as well. But we're not entirely sure. But yeah, it reminds me of the Riptide thing a lot.
I love birthdays. Come on, come celebrate with me. Great tournament, a great time. But it has been really cool personally because like when I really, really started casting and getting into Smash like 10 years ago in New England, yeah. It was cool to see it rise and get Big Blue and get Shine. And then we kind of, oops, like that kind of fell away last year. So to see a new group put something together and see it come together so quickly, y'all should check it out for real. I mean, if you guys, I'd love it if we get, Light said he's going to try to get more people. He's talking to rumor names such as Cola. Hopefully you can, I'd love it if Cola came to this tournament. I'd love it if more people could. Anyone from that area, like, I love the Georgia scene. I love everybody around here. New York should come through. Like, I don't know. I'm just trying to get the word out about this tournament. It's called Wavelength. It's in early October in Western Massachusetts. So happy to talk to anyone about it. I'm really excited about it. And I don't ever shill tournaments like this unless they like hire me, but this is like a personal, like I really want this tournament to do well. Cause the New England scene's important to me and I hope it keeps doing well. So
personal vouch. Let's go.
I don't ever do that. Like in the TO reached out personally. I was like, who's coming to this tournament? They're like, no one. I was like, all right, well, let's solve that problem first. Let's get some. I'm like, what? You got Mango for Melee? We got no one. What the heck? We got to get someone. Zane. So yeah. now it's popping off, bro, which is so exciting, dude. And I could go there and I could drive home at night and sleep in my own bed. That's the best part of the tournament to me.
That's broke.
I feel like it's well needed, especially with Shine and everything. I think a nice, like, I don't want to call it a replacement. That doesn't sound like the best possible word, but you know, that area could use something. It's just a nice spark of hope. And like, it just, ever since Supernova, man, everyone wants to show up and play, and that's great.
I'm sure you see that Zoinks after Worlds where everyone's like, dude, I'm playing Unite, like I'm hopping back on. That was so fun, like the inspiration, even in Dota after I watched like Dota finals and all that stuff, TI, mm-hmm. like I guess I'll hop in, I guess I'll play a couple games. Uh-huh. Like it's so inspiring, dude. Unite was the same way, bro. Mamma won Worlds, I'm back in. Crazy. There, man.
See, I predicted it like a month and a half before.
Yes, yes, I saw your
tweet. You did see that tweet.
I got that tweet out as a jeering grand. I was tweeting that one out.
Nice,
nice.
I can't, dude. When they ripped the final ray, I was like, oh my God, that was so amazing. Yeah. That was a crazy decision.
When that one, P got like a 7 kill streak on tier 2, I was like, this match is over. Like, it was in game 1, but they're not recovering from that. Like, this match is, it's done. It was so insane. Like that.
Whatever the Unite equivalent of a Smashy is, I hope you get one for your Mamoswine prediction.
Yeah. No, I think they said they're going to send me a Smashy. I don't know. Yeah, I got a DM.
Coming from Boston?
Yeah, I think there was like two of them. I think they said maybe you win two.
Oh. Well, there's like 10 players in Unite. You have six people on the production crew, so really it's like a whole,
Your math is amazing every time.
I can reduce it down, man. Give me how many people were at Pokemon Worlds. Like, how many people live in Hawaii, Charles? Like, that's
there's like that's a couple going. Million or something like that. Not too much.
So we're I think we're gonna get ready to do some Patreon content. Zoinks, thanks so much for joining us. Seriously, man, it's always good to see you and catch up.
You're
the man. Great to have you on. Great to talk about Unite and Pokemon. Obviously, Gavin loves doing that stuff too. So
yeah.
Gavin, take us out. We're gonna do some Patreon content, which actually we didn't even, Charles, we were so excited about our guest, we forgot to shill, but we were talking before the show. I was like, dude, we did do Patreon last week. And Gavin's like, oh, I uploaded, Gavin did analysis of his set against Hurt. And I was like, damn, I want to see that. Send me the VOD. And he was like, no, too bad. You have to be a Patreon member to see it. I was like, oh, shit, I'm about to sign up. So you got to sign up. Yes, by our own. Yes, boss. Yes, chef.
Our boss is gatekeeping us. That's crazy. Where's our benefits, man?
It's a great match, and obviously, you know, Hurt versus Tweak is going to be, I think, going to be a long-standing rivalry in this game. So if you want to see Gavin's thoughts on it, check that out. We uploaded that last week. Sorry, patrons, for the lack of content there, but we're going to do one this week. We don't know what it is yet, so it's a mystery bonus episode. Check it out on patreon.com/tweaktalks. Take us out, Gavin.
Yeah, thank you so much to Zoinks for joining us. Nice to meet you digitally. Maybe I'll meet you at Riptide as well.
Ooh, maybe.
But yeah, I might make it a thing on Patreon, the VOD review. Usually we're just doing the bonus episode content, but I uploaded the VOD versus Hurt, got a lot of support for it on social media and Patreon. Gives me an excuse to look at my losses and also feel productive uploading content. So I feel like it's a win-win. I'll probably do another one, maybe at least two more from Supernova, and maybe I'll just start doing future tournaments as well, like Riptide matches when that happens at the beginning of September. It just feels like a nice combination of the typical stuff plus something. It seems like a lot of people are interested, and like I said, it feels very productive for myself when I'm trying to improve. But yeah, thank you so much for watching. Pretty chill episode. Smash is just becoming a side thing. We always talk about Pokemon anyway, so
we're huge Pokemon fans.
Yeah.
Huge Pokemon
fans. I got a shiny hunt after this. Have a good one, y'all.
Peace out.
Yes, yes.
You go.